You in North Carolina need some help with a beach home. What can we do for you?
Hey, Leslie and Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The little quick summary. We bought a beach house last year that we live in full time. It was new but hadn't been lived in for 4 years. Basically, it's a reverse floor plan. Which means you're living quarters on the top floor and your sleeping bedrooms are on the second floor or below floor.
Okay.
And when you're laying in bed at night, if the dogs are walking around or if anybody's upstairs, you know, you can hear through the ceiling and the floor. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm trying to figure out a way to dampen that noise or maybe soundproof, but, you know, the walls are intact, so I don't really want to tear everything out. I don't know if you had any ideas how to retro some kind of dampening, sound dampener.
In the ceiling of the bedrooms, are you dealing with a lot of hi-hats or, you know, hardwired light fixtures? Like, would it be a huge pain in the butt to put a second layer of drywall up there?
Really, the only thing is on the ceiling is a fan and a light.
Well, there are a couple of ways to quiet the transference of sound between rooms. Unfortunately, most of them require taking apart your existing ceiling or walls. There are specialty types of wallboard that can go up that will deaden the sound. These are laminated wall boards that are designed to have sort of a sound baffling inside of them. I know Lowe's sells one called Quiet Rock, but replacing the wallboard is only part of it. You also have to get into the frame of the ceiling and seal up any gaps, like where wires go through, plumbing vents go through, things like that, because it really is a comprehensive solution. And that's the right way, sort of the long way, to do that. You know, short of that, I guess you could try to do this from the top side by replacing the floor, pulling the carpet up if that's what's down there, putting some sound deadening underneath that, and then relaying it down. But it's kind of hard to chase it after the fact. The best sound deadening is done when the walls are open and not drywalled.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was trying to think of a way without, you know, doing a big remodel. We've only been in here not quite a year.
Well, you could put a second layer of drywall on. Maybe it wouldn't be as good as if you tore the whole thing out. But you could do something really inexpensively and use a product called Green Glue, which basically creates sort of an insulation space between different layers of it. The Green Glue is still, you know, pretty expensive, but it is designed to stop some sound transfer.
Have you ever heard of anything where I've been trying to work this through my mind, I just don't know enough about it. If there's any type of that, you know, maybe doing holes and using some type of expanding foam or something that would be designed to do that, maybe.
You know, there's a rumor that insulating spaces like that will quiet the sound, and it does a little bit, but it doesn't make a big difference. So, no, I don't think you can do anything like that.
Hey, well, I do appreciate your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.